Winter is here, and so is all the coughing and sneezing it brings. Now's the time to make sure your immune system is as strong as it can be. You've heard me talk about how I've used Empower to supercharge my immune system. Now my friends at the Harmony Company have introduced a new and improved version of Empower called Empower Plus. This improved formula combines HCC, one of the most powerful mushroom extracts, with fermented wheat germ extract. Super concentrate, supercharging your immune system like never before. With more than 150 combined published research reports, Empower Plus will quickly give your immune system the super boost you need. So if you're looking for a way to handle whatever the winter throws at you, Empower Plus is the solution. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com. Or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN10 at checkout and get a 10% discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com for the new Empower Plus. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. We're talking about menopause and natural ways of managing menopause with triple board certified OBGYN, Dr. Anna Kabeca, who is also a practitioner of anti-aging integrative medicine and regenerative medicine, as well as functional medicine. When it comes to menopause, I think one of the more challenging problems is that almost inevitable weight gain that women experience at the time of menopause. It's just really hard to resist the pounds piling on. And so what are some of the strategies that you come up with to address that?
Yeah, I'm happy to share that because it was part of my own journey. When I was in, 38 and diagnosed with early menopause, I was well over 240 pounds. And as I went through my own journey, I was able to lose, 80 of those pounds and keep them off. And then a second menopause was
That's really hard to do at the time of menopause. I mean, it's hard enough to do it, when you're, have a full complement of 20, hormones. Right. But it's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was truly difficult. And I always struggled with weight as a kid too. I'm first generation American. So I have those Saharan survival genes.
Yeah.
That would lead me to have the PCOS. If that was to be a diagnosis that I would choose to give myself, could definitely have the genes for that, for heart disease, for diabetes, et cetera. And I manifested it, and I was working nonstop, raising a family, running two medical practices, plus a med spa, taking care of patients from around the world. And I mean, it was a quick road.
Stress and sleep deprivation, add those onto the equation. And those always seem to prompt high levels of cortisol, and that gets in the way of weight loss.
Yes, definitely cortisol and the hidden food sensitivity I was not aware of yet to dairy. And so, getting control of this, eliminating dairy, gluten, and many grains from my life just really made a huge difference. And it's the foundation to my keto green approach and all my recipes too. And so part of that, and then again, of course, for me, reversing that early menopause. But then, Ron, at 48, I started down this cycle again. I was gaining weight, which I gained 20 pounds, as my patients would say, they'd come in, Dr. Anna, I've gained 5, 10, 20 pounds without doing anything different. As a young doctor,
so just look at a slice of bread and the weight comes on.
It's true. It's so true. It's so crazy. And so that really took me into this, what I call my keto green approach, really establishing intermittent fasting as a daily practice, 13 to 16 hours, no more snacking, improving insulin sensitivity. And within a couple weeks, the symptoms were 80, 90% improved in 6 weeks. I'd lost all the weight I gained and, felt amazing, better than ever. And I think this is the brain clarity, the energy levels were huge. And what I have come to find out through evolving research on women and our brains is that during perimenopause and menopause, our brain becomes inefficient at using glucose. So, you may be craving more and more glucose, but your brain is inefficient in using it because it's, glucaneogenesis in the brain is estrogen dependent. And that's why it's so important to switch to ketones, because ketone use in the brain is not hormone dependent. And it is, I would say ketones is like jet fuel as glucose is to gasoline.
And sometimes referred to as type 3 diabetes, which is insulin resistance in the brain. The insulin doesn't allow the glucose to be utilized properly. And that can be a source of, kind of brain fog, right?
And this may be one reason, this whole insulin resistance in the brain related to our hormone production, that women have over twice the risk of Alzheimer's as men. Mm-hmm. Our brain's starving for fuel. When we switch to ketosis, we become more insulin sensitive, and you eliminate those risk factors.
Well, this is a very interesting tie-in to a recent podcast that I did with Dr. Chris Palmer, who wrote a book called Brain Energy, and he's proposed a unified theory of all forms of mental disorders, including Alzheimer's, but also depression, anxiety, even schizophrenia and a bipolar disease, obsessive compulsive disorder, and so on, that has to do with precisely what you're talking about, which is energy imbalance in the brain, which can be alleviated with switching to a ketogenic diet, which allows for kind of a switch in brain fuel, getting the right fuel to the brain so that it works more efficiently. So that's a really beautiful tie-in.
Oh, it is. And again, especially for women, that flexing, cycling, carb cycling periodically, or, paying attention to that. Sometimes we need to, I would say, 10% fasting, 80% keto green, 10% feasting. It's like that kind of formula, and that's powerful. And also then with hormones, bioidentical hormones like progesterone, we see the decline in gluconeogenesis to follow the decline in progesterone and estrogen in the brain. So if we think about that, then adding back progesterone during this time period improves brain function. And what my patients would tell me, Ron, is that, especially women, for instance, who were told they didn't need progesterone because they had a hysterectomy.
Right.
And so
what a mistake.
And that's, it's a mistake, right? It's a mistake. And so I add back progesterone to them and they say, Dr. Anna, I feel like the cloud has lifted.
Exactly.
I feel like I've been, walking in fog all these years, and now I feel like I've got bright colors all around me again and feel better than ever. And so the benefits of bioidentical progesterone are huge, huge.
And as a first pass at the time of menopause, before even the introduction of estrogen, is that what you're saying? You don't necessarily have to prescribe estrogen and use a little bit of progesterone to alleviate symptoms, to help sleep and help women relax?
Yes, I typically start with the adaptogens like Mighty Maca Plus and detox, keto green detox, even some extended fasting, and really clean up the detox pathways. And then I'll, and maybe at the same time or shortly thereafter, add back progesterone if needed. And I find it to be very, very helpful.
Okay. So, and when you prescribe hormones, there's obviously the conventional options, like Prempro. But that's all synthetic and not bioidentical, right? So you prefer the bioidentical, and what route of administration? Topical, oral, pellets? What's your preference?
That's such a good loaded question too. And I would say, first of all, as consumers and everyone listening, preserve your right to be able to have hormones compounded and customized for you.
Which are under attack right now.
It is under attack. Mm-hmm. So I think compoundingpharmacy.org has a really good information on that, but it is constantly under attack, and we're at risk of losing that ability to customize hormones for a patient. I tell you, I like to consider myself, unique too. And I like having my unique prescription. I like being able to give my patients unique prescriptions for them. And I can vary that throughout the year, throughout their years, because it's never the same size salt. And Premarin and Provera, that combination is one of the worst combinations we can be given, because it's oral estrogen, which is pro-inflammatory, will increase inflammation and cause brain, blood clots. So I think that's really important to understand. And then the progestin, it's a synthetic progestin. Mm-hmm. It's not a progesterone. It's a progestin. It's synthetic, and it doesn't have the same benefits that bioidentical progesterone does. In fact, it has increased in cardiovascular risk factors, breast cancer risk increases because of the synthetic progestins. So
it may even be the cause for some of the more alarming reports that hormone replacement therapy increased the risk of breast cancer. It appeared that when estrogen was used alone in women who had already had hysterectomies without the progesterone, the synthetic progesterone, the bad kind, that there wasn't that increase in breast cancer risk, even with not the greatest form of estrogen, a estrogen copycat. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yep, exactly true. And that is the culprit, because even with the long-standing retrospective research from the SWAN trial and the Women's Health Initiative study, it looks at estrogen, even the oral estrogen alone, does not increase breast cancer risk. We can say that 12 years out now. And so, yeah, so important to understand that. But the most safest route for estrogen is intravaginally, is topically. Those are the safest routes for estrogen. So I typically don't use estrogen pellets, and I don't typically prescribe oral estrogen. I will do troches. So some of that's absorbed. So troches are like a...
lozenge, yeah, mm-hmm. And it can be absorbed orally, you know, through the oral mucosa.
Yep, exactly. But sometimes we swallow some of that, so you are getting some orally. But with oral estrogens, I always watch and troches. I watch patients' hsCRP, inflammatory marker, and also if there's any risk factor for blood clots, et cetera, stroke.
But the topical, you know, when you apply a cream or a gel, that bypasses the GI tract and the liver pass, which increases the risk for blood clots and cardiovascular problems, right?
It's the safest way.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, it's absolutely the safest way. And then progesterone, oral progesterone, micronized progesterone is very safe. I like to use transdermal progesterone and pregnenolone. I combine them in a cream I call my balance cream, and it's a combination of both of those, progesterone and pregnenolone. Pregnenolone has great historical research.
Yeah, it's a neurosteroid. It's a fascinating substance, and you know, it can be given orally, can be given topically. So tell us about pregnenolone. What can it do for you?
Well, how do you like to use it? I mean, pregnenolone, like progesterone, a neuroprotective, the mother hormones, right?
I like to use it as a... you know, there's actually some interesting research on back pain in veterans with high dose pregnenolone. It seems to be helpful for pain, can be helpful for mood and depression. But there, they're talking about doses in the hundreds, you know, 2, 3, 4, 500. Okay. Yeah, orally. And it's available over the counter. It's available over the counter. It can be given that way.
Yeah. My balance cream has 20 milligrams of progesterone and 10 milligrams of pregnenolone per pump. So it's a smart transdermal, but when we're bypassing, you know, the oral routes, we can use a smaller amount.
It's more bioavailable,
Yeah, and I think the neuroprotective effect and the memory function and better sleep, I think all of that really helps with, is aided by the addition of pregnenolone.
Mm-hmm. And what about androgens for women? Androgens for women, because one of the things that happens, of course, at menopause is a reduction in sex drive and, you know, vaginal discomfort, which makes sex not fun, you know, because something pleasurable that hurts kind of deprives you of the the benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say if you have pain every time you do something, why would you want to?
Exactly.
So, and I've heard so many women who say, I'll power through sex. I will just power through it. But then there's no desire for
Green
sex.
And Barrett, yeah.
Otherwise, yeah. And that's very unhealthy. And we can address the underlying reasons for the discomfort. And there's three reasons for our declining sex, you know, intimacy and sex drive. And it's disconnect in the relationship. And that can be from
we have to factor that in. You know, that's very real. You know, it's not just about your hormones.
The desire based on hormone or whatever it may be. And then discomfort. If you had, like we're saying, pain or discomfort every time you have sex, you're not going to want to have it. So I think that's a really important piece. And I use, you know, I've been in this phase. So now 30 years in medicine and women's health, Ron. So I've seen a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And in my own life journey, I will say God's hands in my life and it's teaching me something new all the time. But, you know, when it came to my early menopause experience, vaginal dryness, discomfort with sex, having, you know, delivered big babies and, you know, bladder leaking issues, all of those things, the solutions were surgery and a anticholinergic drug and, you know, I mean, panty liners, and none of that was acceptable to me. And using, being an expert in hormones and using hormones vaginally and then topically creating formulas and customizing formulas, thanks to the ability to use hormone compounding pharmacies, I was able to really fine tune those prescriptions. So I use DHEA and testosterone. Yes. So I have an over-the-counter product, Jolva, which has DHEA and plant stem cells. And then I would prescribe, and that you can use clitoris to anus. And if I needed additional support, like if we had prolapse issues, incontinence issues, we could create customized testosterone vaginal suppositories, but also using testosterone and DHEA as part of a perimenopausal and postmenopausal hormone regimen.
And that can be given topically. I guess DHEA can be given orally. It's pretty well absorbed, but it can also be given topically, vaginally. It can be given, and the testosterone, most of us prefer to use testosterone topically. Just a little dab will do you. Not very much is necessary to give women benefits.
Right. I agree. And I would just say too, you know, always addressing the underlying issue. And this is where I say, I don't do hormone replacement. I do hormone replenishment. I want your body to be empowered to make as much hormone and use as much hormone as you can naturally. So it means you have to clean up the receptor sites. You have to detox, eliminate endocrine disruptors, and support the adrenal glands and support the HPA axis so that your body's producing what it needs to produce. And then supplementing additionally with customized hormone regimen beyond that.
Yeah, that sounds like a really comprehensive approach. What about for women who, for one reason or another, they are told that they should avoid hormones, estrogen or other hormones. If they experience vaginal dryness, are there natural go-tos for you in your practice, natural vaginal suppositories or inserts that they can use?
Yeah. So I would say, we always want to support the body's natural production. So again, the food we eat, food is medicine, and adaptogenic foods and herbs and supplements like that we've talked about. But also sometimes it's just a woman's preference. Like I don't want to use anything that's not natural. And so I think that's like, there's a few things that I always say, when we're using, when we're having discomfort or these changes that are adverse, we have to be very proactive. So like, again, eliminate toxins. What are we washing, washing our clothing or putting on our skin? Because that's going to make us age faster. That's going to potentially dry out the vagina faster, create irritation around the vulvar tissues, and that can be very problematic. So, but like naturally, one of the reasons I created my product Jolva, because it has natural DHEA.
What is it called again? I'm sorry.
Jolva, J-U-L-V-A.
Okay.
And it is designed to be topical, so you don't have to insert it vaginally, but you can. And it has DHEA, plant stem cells, emu oil, coconut oil, and shea butter. So very clean ingredients. And that can be used. You can also, using coconut oil with aloe vera gel. And if you're struggling and you need that added additional moisturizing support, that's, good for the moment, but also good in general, is a combination of organic aloe vera combined with fractionated MCT oil and a couple drops of maybe a essential oil that you like. And that can be used as a great moisturizing lubricant.
Do you ever use hyaluronic acid in any of your formulas?
Yes, I love hyaluronic acid.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. All right, well, I think that we've covered a lot of ground. Is there anything else you'd like to add that we haven't covered?
Yeah, I would say when it comes especially to intimacy and sexual health issues, is that a healthy intimacy is a key to longevity, is key to healthy relationships, healthy marriages. We live longer, healthier, happier, and in general. And that is a function of oxytocin. Oxytocin is the most powerful hormone in our body. And I am very, you know, like you'll read about oxytocin in all three of my books. You'll see that I am just really big on incorporating things that increase oxytocin on a daily basis. And that's things that makes you laugh. So the non-sexual side of things, but certainly sexual intimacy and orgasm, but non-sexually, having a pet, playing, doing things you enjoy, laughing, these are things that increase oxytocin. So I say, you know, I just send everyone off with a good prescription for OxyPlay. Some good OxyPlay every day. Do something that brings a smile to your face every day.
Okay, so that's like naturally generating oxytocin. It can be given as a nasal spray, but...
And as a trochee and vaginally as well.
Okay, so there are ways to amp it up naturally, or you can supply it as a prescription.
Yes.
Okay, so what can people find when they go to dranna.com, dranna.com? What are some of the resources that you make available there, in addition to an option to get your book, Menopause?
Yeah, so I have a great Girlfriend Doctor show where I have for 10 years I've been doing interviews like you are here. And so there's fun resources there. I have thousands of articles and free resources on my website, including 3 Secrets to Hormone Harmony Masterclass, which I recommend that everyone listen to because it gives you the key fundamentals of what we need to do to fix our hormones beyond our hormones. So that's all available, and plus my products and other programs are all available at dranna.com.
Okay, and people can participate with you via some kind of online ministry, right?
Yeah, we have the Girlfriend Doctor Club, and we have my key flagship program called Magic Menopause. So whether you're before, during, or after, well after menopause, you can do my my Magic Menopause course, and that gives you the foundation. Being able to interpret your own lab tests, being able to understand your hormones and get the foundational key aspects that make for a healthy ketogenic and alkalinizing diet, the combination of which I call keto green. So that's all, that's in my Magic Menopause program.
And you can find the diet quiz there as well at dranna.com/MPquiz. Do I have it right?
You do. Thank you.
Okay. Some great resources there for our listeners. So, bottom line message is that you can conquer some of the woes of menopause. It's not just a matter of, getting a prescription for Prempro. That's a one-size-fits-all non-solution for a lot of women. You can avoid the loss of sexual desire, the uncomfortable hot flashes, the sleep problems, and brain fog. All of these things can be addressed, as well as the weight gain that so inevitably ensues through a more natural and tailored approach.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You said it so well. Thank you for having me on.
It's my great pleasure. Great stuff. Dr. Anna Kabeca, thank you very much for joining us today. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover intelligent medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news, and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, a resource to help you take control of your health. We offer a balanced, objective analysis of all your health, wellness, and aging options, both conventional and alternative. Now you can take your engagement to the next level by joining Fullscript. Fullscript is my online dispensing platform that only offers curated, professional-grade supplement brands that I know and trust. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for more information and to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site, it's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals, including my custom targeted protocols that combine the products I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. It's all at DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.